Jairanumad Aluma Kunavihari. Jai Radha Madhuma Kunavihari. Gopi Janam Balagamba Giribadu Dhauri. Gopi Janabalapa Giribadu Dhauri. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jananjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jananjana Jamuna Tera Manachade Yamuna Te Ravana Chate Jai Hurad Umadva Kunnabihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunnabihare Gopijana Madhava Hiribarudhati Gopijana Balahubha Hiribarudhati Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tera Banachari Yamuna Tera Banachade Jai Radha Umadva Kunnabihare Jai Radha Madhuva Kunnabihare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrikacharya Osutera Satishi Shimad is divine grace. Shilapa Upad Kijai, Iskan Bound Kijai, Ananda Koti, Voice Now, Vrindaka Jaya. Namacharya,
Stata Vijaya.
Prem Sei Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shikwede Gadadha Jivasiti Gaur Bhakta Vrindana Gajaya Shishi Radhakrishna Gokabhanath Sai Kunda Radhakunda Gidi Govardhan Gijaya Vrindavadam Gijaya Maturanam Gijaya Jagadat Sami Gijaya Yamunamai Gajaya Shrimati Lasi Devi Gijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindana Gijaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijaya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Utle Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschachate Shatara Omagana Tibetanda Shah Gananjana Shlakya Shur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So today is a very special day in the Vaishnava calendar. Of course, Rad Ashtami. And actually, first, before I speak about, specifically about Radharani's appearance and the ontology of Srimati Radharani, I want to mention something about why we're not going to show Radharani's feet. Because it tends to be a little controversial in ISKCON. You hear about some temples they're doing it, some temples they're not. There's actually a reason for that. And of course, first and primary reason is our obedience to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who gave us instructions. And the only time Prabhupada allowed it was one time with Radha Damodar, who basically these deities were traveling with the Radha Damodar party. They were Prabhupada's in the mood of small children, these deities. But there's many other quotes from Srila Prabhupada as to why we don't do that. And secondly, there's a reason behind it. Prabhupada does not say something just for the sake of saying something. There's actually a reason for these things. The first reason is that we may not all be on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti. Some of us are on the platform, or maybe most of us, are on the platform of Vaidhi Bhakti. So there's a distinction between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti, one worships the Lord in a mood of awe and reverence. And in Raghunuga Bhakti, there's some more intimacy there. But in order to be situated on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti, in which one follows in the footsteps of a Ragatmika devotee, that means a pure devotee in Vrindavan, eternally situated devotee, like one of the gopis or one of the coward boys or Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda Mai. In order to do that, one has to be on a higher level of devotional service. It's not that if you're just controlled and pushed here and there by your anarthas or, you know, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, confusion, all these other things, then you kind of think twice about these things. So Srila Prabhupada instructs us that we worship Radha and Krishna, even though Radha and Krishna are on the altar, but we worship them in a mood of Lakshmi Narayan. That's Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you do in your own heart, if you're advanced in devotional service, I am not passing judgment on anybody. But in general, in the ISKCON temples, we worship Radha Krishna in the mood of awe and reverence. And we've seen sometimes when people forget this or ignore this or whatever, that things can get a little strange on the altar. We've seen sometimes that they would dress Radha and Krishna and put them on a sled like in Christmas time, like Mr. and Mrs. Robin Krishna Claus or something like that. Or they would put different arms on the deities to make it seem like that Radharani was holding up a milk pot or something, or a water pot on her head. So, anyway, so the things can get a little unusual.
What?
Oh, blinding everybody. So you can't see me? That's better. You can't see me. Well, it's better not to see me. We're trying to see Radharani, not to see me. I don't care if you see me or not. Just have to hear. So hearing Shru Shru Shrodanana Shradanana Shavasadevikata Ruchi Shan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirtana Shekhana. Hearing is the important thing, the way you can actually see me or see Krishna. So anyway, so that's the reason. Because, you know, in your own personal bhajan, sadhan, then you may have a different mood. But we have to really protect the mood of the Krishna consciousness movement. And you'd like, if you think about Lakshmi Narayan, think about the mood of worshiping Lakshmi Narayan in the mood of reverence, you wouldn't say, you know, show me Lakshmi's feet. You understand? That's it's an important point. And Srila Prabhupada really was very cautious about us slipping into the sahaja. Sahaja means cheap mentality of accepting everything very, very cheaply. So, anyway, so here, now we'll talk about Srimati Radharani, and then we'll talk about, mention a few stories about her appearance. So, first of all, ontologically, Radharani is the Ladini Shakti of the Supreme Personality of God. The Lord has many Shaktis. Vishnu Shakti Para Prabhupada Shechakya Tata Para Vidyakarma Sankhya Triti Shakti Shate. Generally, Krishna's Shakti. Prabhupada said, I was listening to a class, Prabhupada said Krishna has millions of Shaktis or energies, but he said generally they're divided into three categories. The Para Prakriti, the Apara Prakriti, and the marginal potency of the Lord, the Tathashta Shakti. We're the Tathashta Shakti. And the Para Prakriti, that's the internal energy of the Lord, and that's Srimati Radharani. Of course, actually, the internal energy of the Lord, if you want to get more specific, has the three aspects, Samvit, Sandini, and Ladini. So Ladini means the pleasure potency of the Lord. So she's the Lord's pleasure potency. So, because Krishna desires to enjoy. Now, Krishna's desire to enjoy is not mundane like our desire to enjoy. As Krishna says in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Lokam Heshram, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Ketvamam Shantim Richat. He says, I am the enjoyer, the Lord of all the worlds, the friend of all the living entities. And this way you can become peaceful. So Krishna has a desire to enjoy, but Krishna doesn't desire or doesn't enjoy materially like we do or we think we're doing. Krishna enjoys in terms of spirit, not in terms of matter. So, of course, we're an illusion in thinking like that. So therefore, Krishna has his para prakriti. And Krishna enjoys loving exchanges with his para prakriti, not with the apara prakriti, the material potency of the Lord. And in the same way, we cannot really enjoy with the apara prakriti because Kshetragyakya, the tapara, as described, that the marginal energy of the Lord, which is ourselves, is also transcendental. So it's not really possible for us to enjoy things in this material world, but it's possible for us to be an illusion due to the influence of Krishna's Maya Shakti. So we are thinking we're enjoying. Just like the example is in a dream. In a dream, we're thinking we're enjoying so many different things, and then we wake up, we find out the dream actually didn't exist. Or the dream existed as a dream, but the dream actually had no substantial reality. In the same way, we are thinking that we are enjoying this world. And the typical example that Prabhupada gives in this regard is when a fish is outside of the water, the fish cannot actually enjoy because the fish is not in its natural environment. And because we're not in our natural environment outside of Krishna consciousness, we cannot actually enjoy. Anyway, so that's the typical example. So great sages have renounced this material world to enjoy spiritual happiness. And Krishna, to enjoy spiritual happiness, has the association of Radharani and Radharani's expansions. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevimanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Jame. There are millions and millions, unlimited Lakshmis. Lakshmi in this particular case means expansions of Srimati Radharani. There's an interesting verse from the Brahma Sanghita that I'm going to read. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bis Tabirya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabi Galoka Eva Nivasyat Akilatma Bhutto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamahamajami, which translates as, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm Goloka with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic qualities, activities, sorry, in the company of her confidants, that's Sakis, embodiments of the extension of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rust. So this basically explains everything about Krishna and his relationship with Radharani. First of all, you have the statement here, Goloka Evi Nivashati, which is not actually in this translation, which means Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, never leaves the association of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani expands in many different ways, including her so-called competitors, like Chandravali. You know, sometimes we find different devotees who are followers of Chandravali for one reason or another. But actually, Chandravali is serving Radharani by acting as a so-called opposition. You know, sometimes Krishna goes... goes to see Chandravali, and sometimes he mentions even Chandravali's name in front of Srimati Radharani to get her angry. So she enjoys getting angry, and Krishna enjoys her anger. So these are all servants, or these personalities, Chandravali, or, you know, one of her associates is named Padma. They're all serving Srimati Radharani, all the gopis, all the residents of Vrindavan, and even in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find described how sometimes Krishna's devotees in Goloka Vrindavan take on the form of demons. Not the real demons that we see in the material world, but there will actually be devotees who may manifest themselves as Kaliya or may manifest themselves as Arishtashura. And of course, the pastime plays out a little differently than it does in the material world. In the material world, we have Krishna killing Arishtashura. In the spiritual world, we have Krishna taming Arishtashura and giving him to Lord Shiva, and also taming Keshi and giving his friends horseback rides on Keshi. And so these are all devotees in the spiritual world. There's not actually any demons in the spiritual world. So even when devotees act in opposition, the point I'm making is even when gopis act in opposition apparently to Srimati Radharani, this opposition is there to give Radharani pleasure and also to give Krishna pleasure. So in Vrindavan, we find everybody chanting to Srimati Radharani, you know, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Radhe. And the reason they're chanting is because in order to achieve Krishna's mercy, it's required that one gets the mercy of Radharani. And Radharani is, as we know, as Prabhupada described, soft-hearted counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like you find in this material world, generally the ladies are more soft-hearted than the men are. And Krishna certainly is soft-hearted. You know, we have this verse, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostate, or Namo. Anyway, so many verses about Krishna. But Krishna has a limit to his soft-heartedness, which is, you know, sarva-dharma prichaja, mamekam shatana praja, aham tvam sarva-papaibhyo moksha-yishyami masuchaha. But Radharani doesn't have a limit to her soft-heartedness. And how do we know this? We know this through the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurtase Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most munificent. And what is the evidence for that? Tarashakshai Jagai Madai. You know, he freed, or he liberated, or gave pure devotional service to Jagai and Madai. Because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so, therefore, we approach Krishna through Radharani, and we approach Radharani through the Goswamis of Vrindavan, and we approach the Goswamis of Vrindavan through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then we approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Guru. Actually, that is our process. So there's the whole process. So anyway, in the residence of Vrindavan, another point is, the residents of Vrindavan have directly Krishna as their guru. You know, sometimes people say, you know, they don't appear to have any guru. But Krishna is their friend. Krishna is their son. Krishna is their lover. They're directly relating with Krishna. So Krishna is directly their guru. So we don't really want to imitate the residents of Vrindavan, although we like to follow in their footsteps. So the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, while they were in Vrindavan, were worshipping Radharani in the mood of separation, and worshipping Krishna in the mood of separation. There's a very nice verse from the Goswami Ashtaka that illustrates this. Hey Radhe Brajadevike, Hey Lalate, Hey Nanda Sunoputa, Shri Govardhan Kapa Padapa Tale Kalindi Vane Kuta, Goshanta Vita Sarvato Rajapure, Kedar Mahavivolo, Mande Rupa Sanatano, Raguyago Shichivago Palako, which is, I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you on the, just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? In other words, there's this intense hankering, which is the price, lalyam, which is the price of pure devotional service. So we should be worshipping Radharani, actually Radha and Krishna, in this mood of intense hankering. When will I be qualified? Vishaya chariya kabi, shuda habi mana, kabi hama, hey Rabo, Sri Vrindavana. When have all these impurities, vishaya, be gone from my heart? Vishaya chariya kabi, shuda habi mana, when I have a pure mind or pure heart. Kabi hama, hey Rabo, Sri Vrindavana. In this way, Vrindavana will be revealed to me. So, another interesting topic is, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't find Radharani's name directly mentioned. And so people question, you know. Of course, Radharani's name is mentioned in other Puranas, in other literature, Vedic literature, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam it's not mentioned. And of course, the reason is that Shukadeva Goswami was a, or is, a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes my godbrother Gurga Vindamara has described him as an incarnation of Radharani's parrot. That's why he's called Shuka. Of course, we know the word Shuka also refers to a parrot, which means that a parrot, as Prabhupada would mention, and the Acharyas would mention in their purports, a parrot would sometimes peck on some fruit. And when you peck on the outside of the fruit, it exposes it to the air. And when it exposes to the air, what happens? It gets ripe and it gets sweeter. So when Sukadeva Goswami recites the Srimad Bhagavatam and elaborates on the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, the Srimad Bhagavatam itself gets sweeter and sweeter. Also, we understand when Srila Prabhupada comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, this concept of Shuka or parrot or the Acharya making Krishna Katha sweeter doesn't only apply to Shukadeva Goswami. It applies to pure devotees, you know, especially niche devotees like Shukadeva Goswami or Srila Prabhupada. When they comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam, so the Bhaktivedanta purports, Prabhupada said his Bhaktivedanta purports are his devotional ecstasies. Interesting, isn't it? One says Prabhupada considered the purports more important than the translations. And Prabhupada, in many cases, had the translations done by his disciples. I was just listening to a memory by Prajuna Prabhu, and he mentions that this whole last part of the Bhagavatam that Prabhupada commented on, Prajuna did all the translations. Prabhupada did those translations. And it was Prabhupada's purports are all his purports, so his emotional ecstasies of a pure devotee. So the pure devotee makes the Vedic literature even sweeter. And we also know that the pure devotee has within the sound vibration, the saffron but dust particles, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So getting back to the point, so Shukadeva Goswami, can I have some more support for my back? Because it puts a stress on. No, this is fine. If there's a back support, it's fine because this is puts the stress on my operation. Yeah, this thing should be enough. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I'm fine. So, anyway, so Shukadeva Goswami did not mention Radharani's name because he would have been unable to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam recitation. And Parikshit Maharaj and the other sages were actually waiting for him to complete this recitation. And I was just reading, while I've been recuperating, I've been reading the Jiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you hear in this wonderful literature how when the devotees get immersed in Krishna Katha, sometimes they just like leave the material world for like 12 hours or even more. Or they have these spurtis, that means that they have these realizations and visions of something that transcends this world. So Shukadeva Goswami understood that he only had 7 days to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so therefore, he didn't mention Radharani's name, except for indirectly, and I'm going to read this particular verse. It's 10:30:28 in Srimad Bhagavatam. Someone wants to read along with me. Anayaradito, and Radharani's name is actually mentioned. That means she who worships. Anayaradito. Anayaradito. In other words, she who worships without any other focus. Ananya. You want to say Anayaradito. Radiko, Radito, sorry. Nanya Radito Nunam, Bhagavam, Bhagavan, Harir Ishra, Yanno Vihaya Govinda, Prito Yam Ana Yad Raha. And the translation given is, certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. So that's obviously Srimati Radharani. And her name is contained there. in a sort of hidden way. So I'm going to read the purport of that. Certainly, this particular gopi has perpfectly worshipped. I read that. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explains that the word Aradhitaha refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Shukadev Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically, shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradhita is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Here's another commentary. The name Radha is derived from this verse, from the words Anayaradhita, meaning by her the Lord is worshipped. Sometimes the critics of Srimad Bhagavatam find it difficult to find Radharani's holy name in that book, but this secret is disclosed here in the word Aradhita, from which the name Radha has come. Of course, the name Radharani is directly mentioned in other Puranas, as stated. This gopi's worship of Krishna is topmost, and therefore her name is Radha, or the topmost worshiper. That's what Radha means. And it's from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, purport 2.8.100. In fact, here's another one from the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabhupada. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. And personalists cannot understand this without the help of a Maha Bhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting, this is very interesting for us, important for us. She is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. I'm going to read that again. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. She is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. That's from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 1.456, in the purport, if you want to write that down or something. Another quote from Srila Prabhupada, and I think it's important to hear from Srila Prabhupada about Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Think about that. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees, and once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. Wow. Krishna doesn't have a choice. Because one of the qualities of Srimati Radharani is she always keeps Krishna under her control. And actually, that's one of the qualities of pure devotional service, one of the reasons why Krishna does not award pure devotional service very easily, because a devotee is able to control Krishna. So it's one of the six qualities of pure devotional service given by Srila Rupa Goswami, two of them, actually. And more quotes from Srila Prabhupada. One who is attracted by the beauty of Radha and Krishna cannot be attracted by the false beauty of this material world. That's from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.20.31. Another quote, if one takes shelter of Vrindavan under Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani, certainly all the problems of his life are solved very easily. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.24. And if anyone wants, I'll leave this paper out after the class so they can make copies of these different quotes. If a devotee approaches Srimati Radharani to offer some service to Krishna, even Srimati Radharani thinks that the devotee is greater than she. Wow. Think about that. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.1.27, purport. All quotes by Prabhupada. The Ladini Shakti is manifested as Radharani, but Krishna and Radharani are the same, although one is potent and the other is potency. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.57. So What that means, it's the attention beta beta tata philosophy, an application here. There's difference and non-difference simultaneously. And just like the Lord, his energy, the sun, the sunshine, I don't need to get into those details. Here's one from the Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati. Radha's control of Krishna as Madan Mohan Mohini, who with the arrow of your sidelong glance deeply wound Braja's prince, making his peacock feather fall from his turban, the flute fall from his hand, and his yellow garments become disarrayed. Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi Prabhupada Saraswati. So, this means that just like in this material world, sometimes a man or a woman gets bewildered by the opposite sex, isn't it? And in the same way, Krishna gets bewildered by Srimati Radharani because of her love. This is not lust, but this is the original form from which the lust, which is a perverted perversion of love in the spiritual world. It's interesting, isn't it? Everything that's there in the material world is there in the spiritual world, and there's a lot more, too. And the 15th chapter of the Gita, you find this described in terms of the reflection of the tree, the banyan tree in the water with the branches down and the roots up. Just two more quotes from Srila Prabhupada. This is from Adi Leela 1.5. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure, giving potency, although Radha and Krishna one. In identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. And then 1.6 in the Adi Leela. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. All right. And actually, maybe a few stories about Radharani's appearance. There's different stories about Radharani's appearance depending upon which age she appeared, which cycle of Lord Brahma's day she appeared in. So these are stories of Radharani's appearance on Earth. Some of these come from the Puranas. They're not from the Bhagavatam. So once upon a time, it's an interesting story, the Vindhya Mountains became envious of the Himalayan Mountains. Because the Himalayan Mountains had Parvati. So the Vindhya Mountains, and actually mountains are personified, I mean this may be appear to be very unusual for us Western minds. But in the spirit, even in the material world, there's a soul in every atom. Certainly, there's a soul in mountains. So the Vindhya wanted to have a daughter who could defeat Shiva. So the Vindhya Mountains performed austerities, and Brahma appeared, and Brahma benedicted the Vindhya Mountains, and Brahma executed austerities and asked Radharani to appear like this, and Radharani agreed. So Yogamaya, this is a very summary of the story, arranged for Radha and Chandravali to be transferred from the wombs of Rishabhanu and Chandravanu to the Vindhya. And Yogamaya, at this particular point, told Kamsa that 8 girls had appeared, and Kamsa ordered Putana to kill all the males and abduct all the newborn females. And he kidnapped them, the girls from Vindhya. And the Brahmanas cursed Putana. She kidnapped them, sorry. The Brahmanas cursed Putana and Putana became weaker, and she threw them into the river, and Radharani was taken by King Bhishmaka. Yeah, expansion of Radha. No, the Rukmini, sorry, Rukmini, which is Chandravali. And Putana dropped Radha and gave her, and she was given to Mukara's mother, Mukara, who was the mother of Kirtida, to take care of her. And so Purnamasi recovered the five more girls from Putana, and that's one story. And there's one other story. That Surya Devi, Surya Dev, worshipped Krishna to get Radha as his daughter, and Krishna was pleased. And Rishabhanu is one of the five sons of Mahabhanu, who is non-different from Surya. So, so Rishabhanu and Kirtida did not have any children. So many years there were no children. Kirtida advised her husband to worship Kachyani at the foot of Govardhan, big austerities. And Vrishabhanu heard a voice saying, chant Hare Krishna. He went to the ashram of Kratu Muni, accepted Harinam, chanted by the Jamuna. Kachyani appeared and offered a benediction. She knew, and she gave him an oval box in the shape of a golden egg, and Radharani appeared in that way. These are some stories from the Puranas. Actually, I'd just like to read from Srila Prabhupada's, hold on a second. Radha's love. Just to understand Radha and Rani more, I actually prefer talking philosophy more than these stories. So this is about Radharani's love for Krishna. From the Anjalila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's commentaries on the Shikshashtaka verses, particularly the last Shikshashtaka verse, Ashlishava Padavratam Panashtupam, Adarshanam Marmahatam Kurutuva, Yata Tata, Bhavadadatu Lampato, Matpranadatas, Tu Saeva Napara. And Prabhupada translates this. As let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant, this is the mood of Radharani, who is falling at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee after all, and he can do whatever he likes, but still he alone and no one else is the worshipful lord of my heart. And I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, he is the Lord. It is he who is the Lord of my life. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. This is Radharani's consciousness. You're very exalted. Actually, I prefer to talk about this rather than all these stories because it really helps us understand Radharani more. I mean, sometimes we hear a lot of these stories, and you know, which I enjoy also. And but we really have to internally understand what's going on in the consciousness of Krishna and Radharani. Of course, we can never fully understand. We had this discussion the other day in one of my classes. I said, you can never really understand Krishna, but you can get a glimpse. And this glimpse is so overwhelming that it overwhelms you and causes you to feel spiritual ecstasy and understand a little bit of the transcendental realm. Sometimes Krishna, here's another, the next verse. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. That's Radharani speaking. Or since, after all, he is a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life. So you can just picture this. That, I mean, in this material world, it would just be unacceptable for something like that to happen. Although sometimes it does. But he's giving like intense distress to Radharani, and that distress is actually her ecstasy. And Krishna enjoys it. So we cannot or should not think of it in terms of our mundane relationships or experiences in this world where we feel jealous of someone else. Here's another verse. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. For his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Prabhupada explains that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakriti Sahajas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of fruit of workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her, but is unhappy because he cannot get her, I fall down at her feet, catch her hand, and bring her to Krishna to engage her for his happiness. When a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger toward Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably, and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. In other words, the pride was just manifest to give Krishna pleasure. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy but still shows her deep anger toward him? She is interested in her own unhappiness and her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with a thunderbolt. For we simply want the happiness of Krishna. If a gopi envious of me satisfies Krishna and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maidservant. For then my happiness will be awakened. Okay, so, and Prabhupada says, these statements by Srimati Radharani, I'm not reading all of them, show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that ecstatic love his mind was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. And finally, I'd like to read, we still have a few more minutes, some quotes from Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion concerning Srimati Radharani, and there's some pastimes here too. Although for her own happiness, she yearns to place Lord Krishna's handsome and delicate lotus feet on her breast, Radharani is reluctant to do so, fearing that even though her body is very delicate, her breasts are very hard. I pray that Lord Krishna, who has also placed his lotus feet on the hood of Ananda Shesh, will permit me to reside in the land of Braja. A person is called a genius when he can refute any kind of opposing element with newer and newer arguments. In this connection, there is a statement in Pajavali which contains the following conversation between Krishna and Radha. One morning, when Krishna came to Radha, Radha asked him, "My dear Keshava, where is your vasa at present?" The Sanskrit word vas has three meanings. One meaning is residence, one meaning is fragrance, and another meaning is dress. Actually, Radharani inquired from Krishna, "Where is your dress?" But Krishna took the meaning as residence, and he replied to Radharani, "My dear captivated one, at the present moment, my residence is in your beautiful eyes." To this, Radharani replied, "My dear cunning boy, I did not ask you about your residence. I inquired about your dress. Krishna then took the meaning of vasa as fragrance and said, my dear fortunate one, I have just assumed this fragrance in order to be associated with your body. Srimati Radharani again inquired from Krishna, where did you pass your night? The exact Sanskrit word used in this connection was yaminya mushita. Yaminya means at night and mushita means pass. Krishna, however, divided the word yaminya mushita into two separate words, namely yaminya and mushita. By dividing the word into two, it came out meaning that he was kidnapped by yamini, or night. Krishna therefore replied to Radharani, my dear Radharani, is it possible that night can kidnap me? In this way, he answered all the questions of Radharani so cunningly that he maddened this dearest of gopis. Very nice story. One day, Srimati Radharani, accompanied by her associates, was taking rest in her garden. At that time, Lord Shri Krishna arrived at that assembly. After sitting down, he began to narrate very impudently about his previous night's pastimes with Radharani. While he was speaking in this way, Radharani became very embarrassed. She was feeling ashamed and was absorbed in thought, and then Krishna took the opportunity to mark her breast with different kinds of tilak. Krishna proved himself to be very expert in that art. In this way, Krishna, as Dira Lalita, was enjoying his youthful proclivity in the company of the gopis. Here's some of the symptoms of ecstasy. It is said that when the full moon rises, the lotus petals become expanded. Similarly, when Krishna used to appear before Radharani, her face, which is compared to the lotus flower, would expand by her yawning. Belching. Sometimes belching also becomes a symptom of ecstatic love for Krishna. There's evidence of this in Purnamasi's address to one crying associate of Radharani. My dear daughter, don't be worried because Srimati Radharani is belching. I'm about to offer a remedial measure for this symptom. Do not cry so loudly. This belching is not due to indigestion. It is a sign of ecstatic love for Krishna. I shall arrange to cure this belching symptom immediately. Don't be worried. So sometimes that's an ecstatic symptom. One time Radharani addressed one of her friends. My dear friends, if I cannot hear of the glorious activities of Krishna, it is better for me to become deaf. And because I am now unable to see him, it would be good for me to be a blind woman. This is another instance of disappointment due to separation from Krishna. One day, Srimati Radharani was churning yogurt for Krishna. At that time, the jeweled bangles on her hands were circling around, and she was also chanting the holy name of Krishna. All of a sudden, she thought, I am chanting the holy name of Krishna, and my superiors, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law may hear me. In this way, in this thought, Radharani became over-anxious. This is a feeling, instance of feeling guilty because of devotion to Krishna. There's another description of some of the symptoms of intoxication in the person of Srimati Radharani. After she saw Krishna, sometimes she was walking hither and thither, sometimes she was laughing, sometimes she was covering her face, sometimes she was talking without any meaning, and sometimes she was praying to her associate gopis. Seeing these symptoms in Radharani, the gopis began to talk among themselves. Just see how Radharani has become intoxicated simply by seeing Krishna before her. This is an instance of ecstatic love and intoxication. Another instance of intoxication. This is from a statement by Bilvamangal Thakura. Let Srimati Radharani purify the whole world because she has surrendered herself completely unto Krishna. Out of her ecstatic love for him, she sometimes acted like an adult person, means someone who just lost it, and attempted to churn yogurt, although there was no yogurt in the pot. And seeing this, Krishna became so enchanted by Radharani, he began to milk a bull instead of a cow. These are some instances of insanity and madness in connection with the love of affairs between Radha and Krishna. Other static symptoms called confusion. One day, Srimati Radharani was feeling much affliction because of her separation from Krishna. She went to the bank of Yamuna with some of her friends. There, Radharani saw a cottage where she and Krishna had experienced many loving pleasures. And by remembering these incidents, she immediately became overcome with dizziness. This dizziness was very prominently visible. This is an instance of confusion caused by separation. Another occasion, when Srimati Radharani thought that Krishna was involved with another woman, she addressed her friend in this manner. My dear friend, as soon as I think of Krishna, the coward boy attached to some other woman, I become stricken with fear and the hairs of my body stand up. I must be very careful that Krishna not see me at such times. This is an instance of concealment caused by shyness and diplomatic behavior. It has been stated that although Srimati Radharani developed a deep loving affection for Krishna, she hid her attitude in the core of her heart so that others could not detect her actual condition. This is an instance of concealment caused by love of Krishna. And from the Padjavali, Radharani once addressed her friend. My dear friend, please do not be too... One of the friends addressed Radharani. My dear friend, please do not be too puffed up because Krishna has decorated your forehead with his own hand. It may be that Krishna is yet attracted by some other beautiful girl. I see that the decoration on your forehead is very nicely made, and so it appears that Krishna was not too disturbed in painting it. Otherwise, he could not have painted it with such exact lines. This is an instance of envy caused by Radha's good fortune. When Srimati Radharani first saw Krishna, actually, one of the stories I want to tell before the end of the class, and then I'll continue reading. So there's this whole story of Radharani when she was born, and Rava, she was born blind. And everybody was thinking, this is so inauspicious. But Narada Muni knew, actually, the reason why Radharani was born blind, because before she came down to this material world, she said to Krishna, you know, I don't want to see any rascal first. So she didn't want to see anyone but Krishna. Just like we have this statement in this poetic statement, sometimes even in the Western world, I only have eyes for you. I'm sure you've heard that statement before. And so she was born blind, and then Narada Muni said, all right, still you should have her birth ceremony, or name-giving ceremony like that, and invite everybody. And so that Krishna was invited, along with his family, and Krishna was crawling, and he crawled up to Radharani. Radharani smelled his fragrance, and Radharani opened her eyes for the first time. So Radharani is completely focused on Krishna's pleasure. And that's what we should remember from this class. That she simply wants to give Krishna pleasure, and then we can become Krishna conscious by pleasing Srimati Radharani. If we please Srimati Radharani by pleasing Krishna, and if we don't please Krishna, then Radharani's not pleased with us. I mean, so that very much connected the two. So thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Come on. Sundaranga Gandhar Ako Hitamaniya Vishesha Shobha
Govinda Hari Purusha Jamaham Jami
Govinda Hari Purusha
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya
Jaya
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya Gokula Tarule Manda Bahiche Gokula Tarule Manda Bahiche Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhuva Jai Jai Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhuva Jai Jai Damodaro Rati Vardhana Vijay Vardhana Veshe Damodaro Rati Vardhana Veshe Hare Nikshita Vrinda Vineshe Hare Nikshita Vrinda Vipineshe Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Bhanu Navachachi Leike Vishabhanu Dare Navachachi Leike Lalitasa Kaiguna Lamita Vishake Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Urade Jaya Jaya Madhova Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhova Jaya Korana parate Koranam karumai Korana parate Sanaka sanatana panita charite Sanaka sanatana vanita charite Urade jaya jaya madhova jayate Radhe jaya jaya madhova jayate Gopula charule mandala pahite Gopula charule mandala pahite Radhe jaya jaya madhova jayate Radhe jaya jaya madhova jayate Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gulokinandu, Radha Gulokinandu, Radha Devi. Jaya Radha Gulokinandu, Radha Gulokinandu, Radha Devi. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvatikacharya Osutera Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chantanat Bhaktivananda Gosami Srila Prabhupada. Namacharya Sri Dastam Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shitwaita Gadaka Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrindini Stay Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nikasasis and your body Pashadati. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, beloved of Madhava and object of worship for all the young girls of Gokula. You dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. You are the controller of Vrindavan, the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. You are a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. You are the friend of Lalita, and your wonderful qualities, friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna endear you to Vishakha. You are an ocean of compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. O Radha, please be merciful to me. Jai Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Shila Rupa Goswami ki jai.
Treya Kairavya Chandrika Vitaranam Vijavadu Jivanam Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Pratipanam Pranamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Bhaktani Jasarva Shaktis Katrapitani Amita Smarane Nakala Etadrishita Vakripa Bhagavad